And the boss asked me to mention that Showbiz 74 is coming up, and we've had so many things to talk about. I haven't had a chance to lay that telephone number on you, but you can find out some information. Would you write down the number? Because I don't want you to call while Jack is doing the news.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes, write it down. 982-1771.
Got it. 7771. All right. I can't call while I'm doing the news. 752 in San Francisco. This is Jack Hines with the commuter report of 610 News. 60 from Union Square, giving Van Dyke instructions for taking the wheelbarrow up to Coit Tower. More music with Dr. Don Rose.
It's not the trip up that gets me. It's the coming down. KFRC San Francisco at 8 o'clock. Never hit your wife with a tire iron. It leaves a bad impression.
I'm coming home. I've done that.
KFRC, and we're talking about love, that magic ingredient that turns bread into cake, weeds into roses, and bachelors into idiots.
All right, it's 8:02, and that means that we're just about 4 hours away from the monumental push.
At 12 noon today, we'll be on Union Square. Charlie is going to push me all around.
I understand this has been form-fitted for your fanny, this wheelbarrow. Custom design, is that right?
Yeah, it's the large economy size.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I never had a chance to congratulate you, Charlie, on your award.
Well, what did I do?
California Leather Workers.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm walking right into this, but go ahead.
The California Leather Workers recently voted Charlie the disc jockey they most like to give a good belt.
The excitement, color, and pure joy of skiing sizzles with the sights and sounds of Ski Show Expo Winter 74 at the Cow Palace. That's clever. Meet the hot dog champions, Wayne Fong, Phil Lerza, Scotty Brooksbank, Paul Grew, Genia Fuller.
Come on, now, you can't really say all those names.
Bill O'Leary. Why not? I mean, why not? I don't have to live with this show after today. It's easy for me. Compare the latest equipment, fashions, and ski vacations. I understand now why they have such bright-colored ski clothing. See, it makes it easier to find the bodies in the snow. It's a simple one.
That's right.
See this year's award-winning ski films. Also, the skis make excellent splints. It's a good deal. Buy or sell ski equipment and clothing at the Great Swap. Now, I know a lot of families that indulge in that out of Marin County. Buy or sell ski equipment and clothing at the Great Swap. Join the fun at Ski Show Expo Winter 74, the Cow Palace. Utterly exciting today through Sunday. You wrote that in. I would never have said that one.
That's very good. You do awfully nice work, Charlie.
I also do paint by numbers. It's clever.
The only problem, Charlie, has very bad judgment when it comes to betting on baseball and things like that.
I've noticed that. As a matter of fact, the Dodgers gave Jimmy Wynn his own bat, just before the last game. He played with it for a while and it flew away.
Charlie never was much of an athlete himself, though. When he was in college, he failed to make the chess team because of his height.
Well,
KFRC. Notice how he says he's a soldier in the war on poverty. I feel like a kamikaze pilot in the same war.
That's my problem.
Or a POW. How about with your income bracket, what do you think about this 5% tax surcharge shot that's coming up? That should hit, you being as wealthy as you are.
Who's telling you this?
Why? That's what I understand.
Big disc jockeys come up from Los Angeles.
I got audited the other day, and I had to go down to IRS, and up there they have all these various impressive signs, and the one that bugged me, though, was stamp out take-home pay. I got a little concerned about that.
I understand that you went there and you said you want to look at my records, and I sure hope you like Led Zeppelin.
You get, speaking of records, neat how we tie this in. You get it better where at the warehouse.
Well,
you really got to say that carefully, don't you? On all new releases and popular selling LPs this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. All the warehouse stores have some really great LPs at double discount prices, like the dynamite new LP from the Stones, It's Only Rock and Roll. Now, that's just really... Jethro Tull's LP, War Child.
For 9 to 9 credit terms available at WD, you just can't lose.
Are we ready?
No!
Then here we go.
Dr. Don Rose.
Oh, yes. These are the times that try men's souls. I got that little Tom McCann ad. A word of advice for you, Charlie. Remember, smile even though it kills you, and you'll die with a silly grin on your face. Excuse me.
KFRC, that's When Will I See You Again. Where were you, Don? Moping again. That tune reminds me of another wonderful love affair I had up here. Well, this is really the city to fall in love in, really. That's the kind of tune reminds me.
I fall in love every day.
Yes, I was out walking around, met this lovely lady at the library, and...
Library.
By the end of the afternoon, we'd checked out books in each other's name as a kind of pledge.
Charlie.
And we spent all the rest of the afternoon walking down the center stripe of Geary, wearing one serape. It was so cute.
Hey, how are you amazing? I dated a librarian one time.
Uh-oh.
I said, I love you! And she says,
Oh, Dr. Don.
That was after I dated the school teacher.
What's that one? What was that one about?
Oh, it was terrible. She kept me doodling until I got it right.
At least you didn't say clapping erasers. That's better. Speaking of love and marriage and all that, how about Richard Burton?
He's getting married again.
So who is it this time?
Princess Elizabeth, this time around.
He's got a hang up on that name, hasn't he?
Of Yugoslavia.
I was so surprised that he and What's-Her-Face got broken up in the first place. I thought their marriage was made in heaven.
Well,
found out they were just renting it at the time. Amazing.
Yeah, there's only one problem. Right. Every time Elizabeth Taylor is single, I'm married.
She keeps calling your name. I don't understand. Did you get your invitation yet for the wedding?
Uh-oh. I'm very embarrassed. I did not.
Well, I was suspecting that I would be invited the last time, you know, they got back together again. Remember that? But I found out they used my area code instead of my zip code, and I found the invitation stuffed in a phone booth. Kind of depressing.
my problem, the problem around here, terrible thing happened not too long ago to one of our girls.
Uh-huh.
She was very badly beaten up on her honeymoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she went to bed wearing pajamas with feet in them.
Male chauvinist king.
And that isn't the worst part either. Her new husband heard her overheard her saying her prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep.
I think we should give children as good a start as possible, and that's the way I was brought up, and I'm trying to pass it on.
The families like the Delmarles who care about their teeth.
Can't help but wonder if maybe...
I understand on your wedding night that you were so nervous that you threw your slacks on the bed and hung over the chair all night. Is that true? Is that right?
Well, that's right. I kissed the door and slammed my wife.
Shut up. Big mouth.
Airport 75, starring Charlton Heston, Karen Black, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., Gloria Swanson, and Helen Reddy. The all-new film inspired by the novel Airport by Arthur Haley. An impossible mid-air collision at 10,000 feet leaves a giant 747 without a pilot and flight crew. It's the most dangerous rescue ever attempted. Airport 75, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. And the whole thing is now showing at Regency 1, San Francisco, the UA Berkeley, Century 21 in Pleasant Hill, and the Guild in Menlo Park.
It's your turn. I'm going to get some coffee here. I'll fill you up. I'll be ready. Be right back.
Okay. Thank heavens this is radio. That's all I can say. My color TV is no good. All the jokes I get at are off color.
KFRC.
You say you have the same problem with the radio. 8:16 in San Francisco. And I got to dedicate this to my good buddy, Charlie Van Dyke. Your song!
Now that I've lost every girl.
KFRC. I haven't had so much fun since the day my swimming instructor was sick and they sent over the golf pro. I almost drowned. He kept telling me to keep my head down. 8:20 in San Francisco.
It is. And this is Jack Hines with the commuter report of 610 News. The city at 65 degrees. Jack Hines, 610 News.
I just spilled a whole thing of coffee all over myself.
And now, from Union Square, getting the first Gray Line wheelbarrow tour of the city, more music with Dr. Don Rose.
I can't believe this. As the Italian girl said when she was attacked in the back seat of the rented car, it hurts. 8:27 in San Francisco. Charlie Van Dyke still here.
Ever since I met you,
KFRC. That's got to be the worst thing that's ever happened to me, Charlie.
What's that?
I spilled a whole container of coffee all over my quad.
Ignorant fool. Get a grip on yourself.
I should have.
We'll go back to Bobby Ocean's dressing room and get his emergency kit, the bottle of scotch and a straw. Bring that right in.
I should have listened to my father.
What did he say?
By now, I could have my own parish. And now, direct from our other studio, Charlie and I, they wouldn't allow us in the same room.
Oh, this is true. Well, they weren't sure how we'd take to each
other. Well, yeah, that's right. It's kind of like putting two gorillas together.
Am I being humble enough?
No, you're not contrite at all.
Am I a good loser?
Charlie...
Wait a minute, actually, I feel one coming.
Go ahead, it's your show, have at it. Oh, no, I'll let you go. Go ahead, do us a humble bit here.
No,
tell us how great you think the A's are now. Come on.
No, I did my one, that's it. Biting the bullet once in the morning is sufficient.
Charlie, actually, was not always that talented when he started off in show business. Is it true that you were in a talent contest one time?
Played the accordion.
And you were defeated by the only other contestant? a one-armed piano player?
I feel it.
From Montgomery Ward's record department's two great Capitol albums.
Shanks, in color, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I remember the great music from that movie.
I have Marcel on the phone right now.
Shanks, for the memory.
You'd put the phones on. Marcel is on right now. And he would like to say this.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Pretty good, Marcel. Outstanding.
I don't think it lends itself to radio.
I want to tell you this. You have really made your mark in radio. I'm very impressed. All the phones are ringing. The people are very excited about you being... It's really incredible.
They're irate.
You've really made your mark. Write your name. It'll be a whole better deal.
Did you know every morning we reach 750,000 people on this show, and I'm just glad they can't reach us.
KFRC.
And Charlie,
you've made a total mess in here.
I really
did.
This
is unbelievable.
Spilled the coffee all over everything.
Looks like you haven't been potty trained either.
You wanted us to play that song.
Do we have my third favorite announcer scheduled next? Is that what this is?
Yes.
One of my favorite memories of San Francisco is this clown. I always wonder how he ever got on the air in the first place.
Hey, good morning. It's me, Tall Tom Campbell. Have you seen my new television show? Super Bowling. Yeah, it's on Channel 5, 5:30 until 6, Monday through Friday. If you've watched the show, maybe you saw those ESS Heil speakers I gave away. The ESS Heil, one of the finest brands of speakers you could ever find. It's got the air motion transformer for sound realism you've never heard before. Well, if you've seen them, great. If you haven't, well, come on over here to Matthews TV in Stereo City. They're on sale right now. ESS Heil or Bose, take your pick, starting at $159 out the door. And right now, we're slashing prices. Kenwood, Marantz, Pioneer, Harman Kardon, every brand, BSR. Look at this, Akai, Sansui. Complete stereo systems up to 50, 60, 70, 80% off right now. We bought out the entire inventory of Skinner, Hersh, and K. They were in business for over 40 years in downtown San Francisco. We bought out every piece for pennies on the wholesale dollar. We're passing the savings on to you. Motorola 8-track for the car for $27. Cost stereo headphones up to 50% off. Speakers up to 80% off. Just take the Bayshore Freeway or Highway 280 before 10 tonight. But hurry! Matthews, 6400 Vision Street, top of the hill, Daddy City.
I've heard rumors that his brother was an only child.
I've got those dusty throat moments. Olympia Bill, you owe it to yourself.
Breakfast of Champions. Olympia Brewing Company of Olympia, Washington. Well, Charlie,
it's
been the fastest 3 hours in radio, I think.
Just having an Olympia right now. I really enjoy it.
Does everybody from Los Angeles drink it through a straw?
KFRC.
Faith 38 in San Francisco. I'd like to give you that ski number again so you can give them a call at 982-1771. And for heaven's sake, don't lose that number.
We had a Ricky, don't lose that number.
KFRC, Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the one with... that was written on the wall in the men's room with 4 stars after it.
How you like my outfit for my push today?
That's
Charlie shirt.
It says 93KHJ, and it says Charlie on it, and it's the most decrepit looking shirt I've ever seen in my life.
Early suitcase. And it's custom wrinkled for me. I'll be playing this later on.
I'll bet you had it rolled up inside your wallet. At least I noticed there's a little bulge in your wallet there. I don't know what that is.
Familiar sound in the case a friend of mine is here.
How rude.
I was passing by.
Bobby sidebar.
Bobby came out of the men's room the other morning. he said, "Don't chew that gum. It tastes like rubber."
You can't say things like that on the radio.
Oh,
I would have been here earlier. I heard Charlie
Hi,
here, but I had to crawl to work. I just wanted to say that I'm personally deeply embarrassed because Charlie's a good friend of mine, Doctor, as you know. And I told him all along that the A's were going to win today.
Well, now, wait. Come on. What kind of statements are you making?
Well, I did tell you. You know, I confided in you.
Well, you know, it's really funny,
hey,
but...
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Who you calling funny butt?
Now, that's asinine. In Berkeley, today at noon... is the time. I don't know why I've been laughing in this program. I have to come back tomorrow. But I've got to say, there's a couple of things that we do need to promote, Charlie.
I want you to be funny because I wanted to ring that bell. I just saw you doing it all morning. I don't have any of those. We can't afford them in Los Angeles.
What do we have to talk about?
Do you do any skiing down there? I mean, skiing is super big up here.
No, if you've looked at my body, sports is not my bag.
You can tell right away.
I see those little marks on your forehead.
Yeah,
I guess that's from the trying to teach you to eat with a fork, right?
Remember the president's physical fitness program?
Yeah.
I got a purple heart in that one.
Ah! 844 in San Francisco. I'm not going to laugh anymore. I have to go back and do this program tomorrow, folks. Hey, FRC, that's America and his orchestra and piano.
I think
it's his piano. Let me see. June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, it's his piano.
Six more payments? What is this? We're about to wrap it up, and I would like to just thank you for being a very gracious host, Dr. Don. As painful as this is to come up and take this humiliation, you've made it kind of fun.
Well, you know what? I was just thinking, Charlie.
Favorite thing is setting my hair on fire and putting it out with an ice pick.
I love it.
I would like to leave you with the words of my father, who once told me, "Son, remember as you journey on, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole." I've lived my whole life with that philosophy. You see where it's brought me?
Let me write that down. That's very pretty.
It's from the Bobby Ocean philosophy book, actually.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that.
It looks like the Raiders are going to win at our end, and I guess there's a chance that that your football team down there, what do they call the football team?
It's your basic Ram.
The basic Ram.
Yeah.
We're well named. Anyway, I think maybe we should come up with a bet.
Out in the valley, they prefer sheep, but we like rams.
Well, they do things in a big way.
Yes, they do.
You have to think big, right?
That's true. Hey, I got to go practice wheelbarrow shoving now.
Okay, listen, if you get a chance, in all seriousness, everybody, I hope you come down and see us at 12 noon because...
it's really going to be embarrassing if they don't.
Yeah, and I'm a little worried about it. I have a feeling that, you know, Charlie is known for his dirty tricks, and I have a feeling he'll push me into a dingleberry bush.
I only have a learner's permit on the wheelbarrow. I want you to know that.
Listen, the last time I was down there, it was riding a bicycle, and I was arrested for pedaling without a license. Picking up the pieces to this program.
Hey, I want to say thanks very much to San Francisco for a wonderful visit.